Mônica. So my family to do. Amen.
Well, he's driving back to Houston, so we keep on praying for our pastor. What an amazing morning to be in the house of the Lord. I was tasked with this amazing opportunity to bring the message. Before I actually start, this is something that I was sharing with our youth from Iglesia yesterday. When I knew that I was going to preach, I always get nervous for some reason. I'm always nervous, which is okay. I've come to love my nervousness. I knew that I was going to be preaching, and I have a preaching Bible. It's half in Spanish, half is in English, and that's the Bible that I use for preaching. That's why it's my preaching Bible. Well, in my dream, or my nightmare, I think, I was dreaming that the songs were over, and I came up to the platform. I forgot my preaching Bible and my notes. When that happened in my dream, I remember Pastor Tim being sitting over there for some reason. What I did, I left. I don't know what happened next. I don't know who prayed to you guys. I left. And then I woke up and I was like, God, let me not forget my preaching Bible or my notes. Guess what happened this morning? I forgot my preaching Bible. It's okay, because I have my notes. So being a youth pastor, we have these duct tape Bibles. This is going to be my lowly companion for today. And, you know, we praise God for his goodness and his awesomeness. Just the fact that you are watching online or that you are here is amazing. Because sometimes we forget. Sometimes we are so busy in life that we forget just to take a moment and say, God, thank you, right? But even when we forget, God is always there to love us, to give us a hug and say, yes, I'm here for you. And that's, I like picturing God like that, you know, that I'm sad, that I'm going through something. He will be, David, you're good. Don't worry about it. I got you. And that's what I need to hear. Today, we're going to continue our series in Money Talks about our faith. Last Sunday, we were talking about Money Talks about our priorities, right? And what is it that our priorities are showing about how we spend our money? Now, today, we get to talk about how money is impacting our faith. Growing up, I come to realize that it doesn't matter where you grew up. I come from El Salvador, and the culture over there is different. You have to learn to survive. And in my mind, if I can be honest with you guys, I thought, well, you know, everybody that lives in the U.S., they don't struggle with anything. They have it good, you know, and there's no struggle over there. Well, let me tell you what. Once I get over here, we have struggles over here as well. It's not only back there. Struggles are still here, but we gotta be people of faith that we trust in God. So today we get to talk about Money Talks about our faith. Would you please stand up as we just take a prayer? I want you guys to just tell God what is it going that you talk to. What am I going to receive today? So let us pray. Dear God, thank you for allowing us to be here. I pray that you will be in the midst of all of this time, Lord, that you can just give us something, Lord, that we need. That you will be talking through me, Lord, that you will be using me, and it will be your words in my mouth, Lord. Thank you for the opportunity that we have to be together, whether we are watching online or we are here in the building, Lord. We love you. We leave this time to you, Lord, that you will bless us all, Lord, that we may receive the things that you have for us. In your name we pray. Amen. You may be seated. And we just stand just as reverence to our Lord. Money talks about our faith. When Pastor Sim and I were talking about continuing the series, one story came to mind. When I was about 9 or 10 years old, I remember my parents gave me $5. And at that time in El Salvador, we already have dollars. A long time ago, $5 will get you a long way. You can eat and buy a lot of things with $5. I remember they gave me the $5, and I kept them for so long. They would go with me everywhere. If I was going somewhere, the $5 would be with me, just in case I needed the money. One time in a church, some missionaries came from I don't know where, and they were at the end they were going to collect a love offering, right? And they were saying, well, if you feel in your heart that God is moving you to invest in this mission, you know, come, you can come to the altar and just give your offerings. Well, before that, I have heard that if you give abundantly, you're going to receive abundantly. I'm a nine-year-old at this point. So in my mind, I'm doing math in my mind. I'm like, okay, if I give five, I might give like 25 back. Which that's a pretty good deal. Like I'm getting an extra 20. This is going in my mind. I'm not saying that the missionary was saying that. That's just what I heard somewhere. And I remember that was in my mind, that I was going to give the $5 and that I was going to receive something. Well, I struggle to the whole, preaching of that missionary, because in my mind I was like, do I give that $5 or do I keep him? Everybody's going to be giving some money, so I don't think they need my five. I kept struggling, and at the end, I was like, God, this is me thinking that I'm being honest with God. I'm like, God, I love the mission. I'm going to give the $5. In reality, what I wanted was something back out of those $5. So I stood up, proud of me, because I'm a nine-year-old with $5. That's all that I had back then, and I put the $5 in the love offering. I never got the 25 back. Let me tell you that, though. I never did. And because my faith wasn't in God, my faith was that if I give $5, I was going to get something else in return. But if I wouldn't trust God and my faith would have been in God, then it would have been a whole different story, right? So sometimes in life, the way that we carry ourselves, the way that we have faith in God, it's going to say a lot out of us. So, when we talk about faith, is complete trust or confidence in something. Would you please open your Bibles in Romans chapter 4, verses 18 to 22. We're going to be reading a few scriptures. And when I usually would say this in the iglesia, when you have it ready with you, say amen. And that's just a sign that you're ready, that we can go together. Over here. So Romans chapter 4, verses 18 to 22. And if you don't have a Bible, there's going to be the scriptures on the screens. It says, there was no hope that Abraham will have children, but Abraham believed God and continued hoping. So he became the father of many nations. And God told him, your descendants also will be too many to count. Abraham was almost 100 years old, much past the age for having children, and Sarah could not have children. Abraham thought about this, but his faith in God did not become weak. He never doubted that God would keep his promise, and he never stopped believing. He grew stronger in his faith and gave praise to God. Abraham felt sure that God was able to do what he had promised. So God accepted Abraham's faith, and turn the page. And so God accepted Abraham's faith, and that faith made him right before God. So one of the things that I want us to look here, when we talk about faith and the type of faith that we have, is that one, his faith did not become weak. In the midst of something is gonna come, where am I projecting my trust, my confidence? I grew up, and I've told you guys this, at least some of you many times, I grew up having nothing. So the one thing that we had, it was awesome, it was faith. So you don't know what you're going to have to eat tomorrow, but God is going to provide. That is the one thing that you have. God is going to make a way for you to eat, to be taken care of. And I remember so many times, I don't mind being open with people. I've told this to so many that in many occasions we didn't have anything to eat. We didn't have any money to buy groceries. So the one thing that we had to do, and I to this day I pray for this awesome lady. She had like a little mini store in her house, and they will sell. If you go to Central America or different countries, they have like mini stores in their houses. So my mom will send us, and I remember my sisters and I will struggle because we didn't want to do this. This is the part that we didn't want to do. We will have to go to this lady and say, can we have this? Can we have that? Can we pay you tomorrow? And whew, that was one of the hardest things to do, because you have faith that God is gonna provide. And as a kid, you don't see the provision in the willingness that this lady had to say, you know what? Yes, take it. Take it. And don't worry about it. We'll pay me later. And so many times we had to do this. My parents' faith did not become weak. Their prayers always was, God, you will provide. God, you will provide. I don't know how God is gonna you're gonna provide, but you're gonna provide something for us. The second thing is that he grew stronger in his faith. So when you keep doing something, you're gonna get better at it. If you work out, what is gonna happen? You're gonna look nice, right? You're gonna have muscles. You're gonna have stamina. Now, if you keep praying, if you can trust in God, guess what? Your faith is gonna grow stronger. Things come your way, you're gonna be like, what? You know what? God is in control. He got it. It's okay. I'm gonna go through this, but God is in control. That is the type of faith that we should have. Now, the one thing that Abraham did, and this is something that we should do, is praise God when things aren't going the way that we want them to go. Have you been able to praise God when things are not going your way? When just everything seems to be just upside down? Can you really kneel and say, God, thank you? Praise your name. Hallelujah. You're gonna provide. You're gonna give me the things that you need. The other thing is he was fully convinced that God is able to do what he had promised. Have you ever asked God for something, and he has promised to give you something, but he didn't tell you the time that he was gonna give it to you. As a testimony, my dad. You guys know the story, right? Because most of you guys were here. But my parents came to specifically to this church, to this building, as a promise. We didn't know that we were gonna come here. I didn't know that I was gonna be a pastor. To be told, it wasn't in my plans to be a pastor. I wanted to be something else. But my parents were like, God, whatever you want us to go, we'll go. You say the word and we'll go. Are we ready to say, God, where do you want me to go? Why are we saying, God, I want to go here. I don't want to go there because it looks scary over there. What is your faith telling you to do? Where is your faith taking you? Is your faith based in the resources that you have? If we have resources, can we do something? Is our faith based in our abilities? Can I do something so that's where I'm going to do it? Or is our faith based in God? See, having the trust and confidence in God is so important because we become less and he becomes more. When we realize that God, even if I know how to do something, God, is that what you want me to do? Am I trusting God? Am I having the faith in God, or am I having the faith that I can do something? Because there's a difference. There's a difference when I can do something and when God can do something to me. Because if I start doing something, thinking that I can do something, that, I can go talk to those people. If I'm relying on my abilities and my resources, guess what? Something is not going to go right. I'm going to fail. But if I'm trusting God that he can do something through me, everything is going to be awesome. Everything is going to be aligned. Now, the key is not to be delivered from something, but to be delivered into something new. See, many of us, we are asking God, God, I want to be done with this situation. And once God is delivering us from that situation, we tell God, you know what? That's it. I'm comfortable. I'm good. I don't want to do anything else. I'm in my comfort zone. I just feel like things are going right. The bills are paid. Things like I have work. I have food for my family. But we should be asking God, God, what is next? What do you want me to do? Where do you want me to go? This is a great discipleship opportunity, because if you have taken the class, if you haven't taken it, it's a great time opportunity for you to take it. There's a wheel in there. See, and the wheel doesn't stop. The wheel keeps on going. And once we get into that mentality, we can fully be free from us and allow God to work in ourselves. If you can go with me to Hebrews chapter 11. So Hebrews chapter 11, if you have your Bible, Hebrews chapter 11. If you don't have it, it will be in the screens as well. So Hebrews chapter 11, verses, we're gonna read a couple of verses. We're gonna start with verse 8. And it says, it was by faith Abraham obeyed God obey God's call to go to another place God promised to him, to give him, he left his own country not knowing where he was to go. Sometimes it's scary to go places that we especially don't want to go. Have you ever been called to go to a place and you were like, nah, I don't want to do that right now. This is not me. That doesn't look like me. My dad tells a story that actually happened to him. He was asking to God, God, what is it that you want me to do? Who do you want me to talk to? Who do you want me to share the gospel with? Well, God gave him a person. He was like, that one over there, go talk to him. And this is years, like 20 years plus ago. He was too scared to do it. He was like, I want to share the gospel, but I'm too scared. I'm too afraid to go to that person, the one that you're telling me to go to. He never did speak to that person. Weeks later, that person passed away. I don't know what happened. It passed away. And to this day, that is the one thing that my dad is always sad about, because he was like, why didn't I share the gospel with that person? I was blocking myself from doing something that God told me that I was able to do. Because God is not gonna give you something that you're not gonna be able to do. That's gonna give you something that you can do. And sometimes we just gotta be. Sometimes what I do, I just do it. You remember that one commercial? You just gotta do something, and then once you take the first step, everything else becomes easy. In verse 9 it says, it was by faith that he lived like a foreigner in the country God promised to give him. He lived in tents with Isaac and Jacob, who had received the same promise from God. The place that God is telling you to go is not going to be your comfort zone. It's not going to be somewhere where you feel confidence. It's going to be a place where you are not familiar with, maybe with the environment, with the people in there. But God is wanting to do something amazing through you. But are we trusting God? Is our faith trust in God? Or is our faith in the resources that we have? And based on the resources that we have, then we go to places. Now, in the contrary, it should be, if my faith is in God, then I can do anything that he wants me to do. In verses 17, it says, it was by faith that Abraham went, when God tested him, offered his son Isaac as a sacrifice. God made the promise to Abraham, but Abraham was ready to offer his own son as a sacrifice. The one thing that amazed me from this verse is that Abraham was ready. Are you ready to take a step of faith? Are you ready to say yes to the Lord? Or is it sound now nice to say yes, God? But what is it gonna take for us to say yes to the Lord? We gotta be ready. And sometimes being ready is just mean getting more involved with God, saying yes to him. It's not about just coming to a Sunday morning service. It's a lot more than that. It's a daily life. See, this should be something that we do every single day of our lives. Now, the last verse that I wanna visit with you guys is verse 19 in Hebrews 11. It says, Abraham believed that God could raise the dead, and really, it was as if Abraham got Isaac from the death. There's a ton of people out there that are spiritually dead. They don't know Christ, and we gotta take a step of faith and say, God, if that's where you want me to go, I'll go. If that's where you want me to go, I'll go. You say, and I'll follow. You say, and I will do that. Because you want me to go. Before today, I've always been praying about God. I want to do more. I just don't know what to do or how to do it. And I was given the opportunity, and I know this comes from God, to work with some teenagers in a community. And my first thought when all of this was happening, it was happening way too fast, right? Because I have youth, then I have worship, and then I'm doing a lot more stuff, and I'm like, God, I want to do something, but not right now. So listen to that. I want to do something, just not right now. That makes no sense. He took me, and I know this, he took me up to, I think, a month and a half or 2 months to actually take the first step. And it's not because I didn't want to take the first step. I was putting my faith in what I can do. So I was doing some other things that I was like, no, once I'm done with this, I'll do that. Once I'm done with this, I'll do that. Well, the time finally came. We started moving forward. We met with some of these people, and the first things that came to mind is, well, financially, these teenagers doesn't have the resources to actually say yes. I wanna be with you guys. I wanna get involved. The first thing that came to me was like, well, should we do a fundraiser? That's the easiest thing, so we can actually raise enough funds and help the community, enough people. And God told me, I felt from God that it was like, if you wait to do a fundraiser, the opportunity is gonna go away. So how do you do something when you don't have the resources to do something? You trust God. You trust Him because you're taking steps of faith. So the one thing that I was wrestling with that, but I was like, God, I'm just gonna trust you. I'm gonna trust that you're gonna do something in the midst of all of this. Well, the time was getting closer. We were gonna we actually had a lock-in. We went paintballing with the youth. We actually six teenagers came with us to that event, to paintball, which was amazing. I was like, God, you're gonna provide the money. We're gonna do this. We're gonna invite him. We're gonna get all in. Whatever comes your way, we're just gonna do it. Whatever you want us to do, we'll do it. I was like, God, if we need to do a fundraiser later on, we're gonna do that. But you're gonna provide the opportunity for these kids to actually come and hang out with us. The amazing thing is that at the beginning, I was like, this is what I was telling myself. Can I do this? Can I really do this? Because let's be honest, I'm Hispanic, right? And I know my limitations. So I was like, can I do this? Can I do this? And I was wrestling. That was in my mind. Can I do this? Am I really the right person? Am I really the one that is gonna do something with these kids? That they came. I was able to. I talked with so many parents of them. I in my way when I picked them up on Friday, six of them came, and they got into the van. That was the first time that I actually was gonna have an opportunity to talk to them, to actually say, "Hey, I'm David. How are you? How was your day? How's it going?" I had met them previously, but it was a cook. "Hey, hello. How are you?" They got into the van. When they got into the van, I was like, "What do I say? I don't want to scare them off. I wanna share with them Jesus, but I don't wanna force Jesus into them that they just wanna run away and then you feel like, no, this guy is just gonna like Jesus, 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 even though that's my angle. That's what I wanna do, right?" So they get into the van and they were super quiet at first, as always. And I was like, "Well, are you guys ready? We're gonna play, we're gonna have a good time." Literally minutes after they get into the van, they start telling me, "So you're a pastor?" Yeah, I'm a pastor." "So does pastor make a lot of money?" We depend on God. We trust God. You know, God is going to bless us. I mean, you know, I'm not going to complain. God is good all the time." And the guy, I mean, we kept talking about stuff. And the guy, one of the guys said, "Hey, can you get out of hell? And to me, that was okay. So we're going to something more personal, more deep, right? And I started sensing from God, this is the opportunity. You don't have to do anything. You don't have to have the skills, or then be willing to do something. Woo! Say yes to Jesus. Woo! When on Friday, I realized that it doesn't matter it doesn't matter what I can do, what are my strengths or my weaknesses. If I say yes to the Lord, He's gonna do something through me. And even though it's not gonna be what I'm thinking that it's gonna look like, God is gonna do something just because I'm saying yes to Him. What if Abraham would have said, "No, you know what, God? Not right now. I want to, you're going to give me a great answer. It's going to come out of me, but not right now, maybe later. I started talking with these kids. To my surprise, as we were getting closer to the building, one of them say, you know what? A lot of people have been telling me that I'm going to become a pastor. Now I'm like, whoa, what's going on? Like, what is God, what are you doing? Like, what is going on over here? Like, I'm thinking that I'm not able to do anything for these kids. I'm literally just driving. That's all that I'm doing, like driving a van with these kids. And they're the ones telling me, hey, people have been telling me that I'm going to be a pastor. Like, what do I do to get out of hell? Like, what is it that I need to do to get... Woo! How can I describe? It's just an amazing feeling to know that just how we are, just how imperfect we are, God is going to do something amazing through us if we say yes to the Lord. If you only say yes, God, I will do what you want me to do, God is going to do something that we don't even envision doing. These guys were telling me on our way back. I also took them back, and we were talking about, hey, so how was it? There's that way that they started sharing with me. I was I felt in community already. Like these are my people now. Like we can just talk about anything. They were telling me, hey, we by the way, one of them broke. They were playing basketball upstairs. And I guess one of them just dunked. And the youth, we were laughing because one of the walls is wounded now. We're going to have to repair the wall. But it goes to show that we don't have to prepare ourselves. When I say we don't have to prepare ourselves, is that we don't have to wait to be ready. You don't have to go and take all of this time to do something, because God is telling you, hey, right now, do something right now. See, where is your faith taking you? What step of faith are you about to take? When we talk about discipleship, when we talk about reaching people, see, I don't have to have money to take a step of faith. I only need faith, and God is going to provide everything else. See, if my faith is relying on God, then everything else is gonna fall in place. See, these kids were telling me, "Hey, can we come to your church?" And I'm like, "Yeah. You can come to our church." Like, the way that God is moving, just by simply saying yes to him, is more powerful than me having all of this knowledge or these degrees, because I'm simply saying yes to him, but God is going to do something a lot more than what I'm envisioning. Because me first, I was thinking, let's start like this, one or two. God is telling me, no. You just drive the van, and I'm going to give you this. And I'm like, yeah. See, the way that God works and the way that he wants us to live our lives is to fully trust in him, to fully have confidence in him. Doesn't mean that we're not going to have, you know, money or a house, or we're not going to live a certain way. It just means that our priorities are to be him. If he's your number one priority, see, something needs to change. Because if my faith is based on the things that I can do, is based on the things that I'm capable of doing, then this is not going to become this. It's going to say like this, something small. But if I'm saying yes to him, if I'm saying, God, yes, do something through me, and it's gonna be awesome. See, Iglesia, for the ones that know, Iglesia came. I know it comes from God, but it came out of my dad saying yes. He simply said yes, and I was sending a community groups. I was sending a community group the way that he actually. The process that he went through, because whatever you say in community group, I'm gonna keep that to a community group. So join a community group if you wanna be informed with that. But simply saying yes to God is gonna go a long way. I don't my dad saying yes to that. Now we have a Hispanic congregation that is helping and reaching people, that is doing something more for the kingdom of God. So what are you gonna do for the kingdom of God? What are you going? What is your faith then? What is the next step of faith that you're gonna take? Are you waiting to be ready to do something, or are you simply ready to say yes to God? Because there's a difference. If you wanna be ready to do something, you're never gonna be ready. You're never gonna be good enough, because you're gonna say, I'm done with this, but I also need that. No, I'm done with this, but maybe I should do that so I can be more prepared. Well, let me tell you, God doesn't want you to wait any longer other than to say yes to him. If you say yes to him and your faith is relying on you, whether you have a ton of money, you don't have anything, like me, right? I only have $5. And my faith was in the wrong place. But now I know that my faith is in God. If everything is with him, everything is going to do well. I want to invite our worship team to come back up as we start. And we're going to sing some songs. And as we sing this song, think about the things that are happening around you. Think about the opportunities that God is wanting you to say yes. See, don't be afraid to say yes, because that is what is called an a step of faith. Because you don't know. See, Abraham was a foreigner in a different country, but he said yes to the Lord. He said yes to God. So as we sing, think about your life and the step of faith that you are taking. Are you saying yes to the Lord, or are we saying yes to ourselves? Because if we say yes to ourselves, things are not going to move far. But if we say yes to the Lord, he's going to take us to places that we never been to. See, God is wanting to do something through us. So I believe that all of us can be used for good in the name of Jesus. Will you stand as we sing that the last song? Let me pray for all of you guys, and then we'll sing the song. Dear God, thank you for allowing us to be here together, to be watching online and just to say yes to you, Lord. We want to realize the things that the step of faith that you want us to take, Lord. And if we've been afraid to say yes to you, Lord, this is the time to say that it is gonna be well, Lord. It's gonna be okay. It is gonna be, everything is gonna fall in place, because we are following the leading of the Holy Spirit, Lord. We are not acting on our own, but we are trusting in you, Lord. We have full confidence that you can do great things, Lord, in our midst. Thank you, Lord, for everybody that is here. Allow us to hear your voice, Lord, in our hearts, to sense from you, Lord, and to say yes to you at all times. In your name we pray. Amen.